A dispute over a new location for one of Chicago's largest black churches is one of the latest battles over the planned expansion of a megachurch. The number of these giant houses of worship, with their thousands of members, has increased significantly over the past decade, and a growing number of communities argue the churches are no longer compatible with residential areas. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
On a Wednesday night at Salem Baptist Church, the pews are packed with hundreds who've come to take part in the weekly Bible study service. TV cameras broadcast the service live to thousands more. The senior pastor is Reverend James Meeks, a telegenic state senator who is also the protege of the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
God has blessed the Salem Church. When we started in 1985, we started our church with 203 people. We now have 17,000 members.
Reverend Meeks says the church can no longer handle those numbers. He wants to build a new facility capable of holding thousands more. The location is nearby Pullman, the historic landmark community built by manufacturer George Pullman in the late 1800s to house workers building his railroad luxury cars.
We could have built a church that would comfortably seat 7,000 or 8,000 people, but it would have sat here vacant during the week just waiting for us to have church on Sunday. We decided, as we looked at our community and we looked at the needs of our community, to build a multi-purpose sports arena so that our young people would have a place to go throughout the week.
Megachurches have existed for nearly 30 years, and increasingly they've been taken to court, with communities treating the huge houses of worship like out-of-control shopping malls, accusing them of violating zoning laws and of overwhelming neighborhoods. 3 years ago, Congress passed a law which prevents cities from using zoning to keep religious institutions out, but legal battles continue. There are only crickets, overgrown weeds, and shrubs on the site planned for the New Salem Baptist Church. 22 acres of vacant land that once housed the workshops where Pullman Railroad cars were painted and finished. At the company's peak, 20,000 African-American men worked as Pullman porters, serving rail travelers' needs. Their union became a catalyst for the civil rights and labor movements. Now this area, South Pullman, is an integrated pocket of whites, Latinos, and African-Americans on Chicago's mostly black South Side.
This is one of the icons of Pullman, certainly. It was built, I believe it was completed in 1882. The Hotel Florence, it was named after George's favorite daughter, Florence.
Art Pearson's grandfather was a Pullman employee, and Pearson is a member of the Pullman Civic Organization. In the 1960s, when there were threats of razing the community for an industrial park, the community group fought back. Now Pullman has city, state, and federal landmark status. And Pearson says the plans for Salem Baptist Church are at odds with the civic organization's efforts to develop Pullman as a regional and national tourist destination.
We feel that it would be extremely detrimental in terms of the traffic, noise, pollution that it brings, as well as the visual obstructions that will bring, just the scale of the building will tower over the rooftops of Pullman. It'll be sort of like a spaceship parked next to this 19th century pedestrian scale community. It's just out of sync.
Some have argued that the dispute with the church is more about race than the scale of the building, that the primarily white Pullman Civic Organization doesn't want to bring thousands more African Americans into the small community. Sherry Parker, a former president of the community group, says that's an exasperating notion that's been spread by some.
And a lot of them are the white people in this community that have called us Nazis and anti-religion and whatever.
Parker says the battle with Salem has nothing to do with race. She says other communities with megachurches have complained of problems that Pullman residents fear will come with such a large facility. Other Pullman residents say it's political clout which has made the city ignore their concerns and approve the church's expansion plans. Several influential politicians are members of Salem Baptist Church, but Reverend Meeks denies any behind-the-scenes dealing.
I don't care if Jesus is a member of your church. The city council zoning board will not pass a project that doesn't have the proper amount of parking.
The church proposal calls for 2,000 parking spaces, fencing, and greenery. And Reverend Meek says it's time for both sides to extend the olive branch. He's hoping to break ground on the new $42 million megachurch by next spring. Some Pullman activists say their only recourse may be to litigate, but many are resigned to having a new megachurch next door. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.